Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome back to the Hardline on 590thefan.com. TJ Moe, who normally will open the show as the host, is not taking his duty seriously and is doing whatever he wants. Apparently, he's too big for the show. Cam can't open it because he's no longer on the show because he does the Cam Jansen program 6 to 7 p.m. every weeknight, Monday through Thursday, and then obviously 2 to 4. On Friday he will be at
Top Shooters.
And Wednesday he will be at
the Corner Pub.
So two of the next 3 days, you have an opportunity to go see Cam Jansen live, shake his hand, talk some hockey, and have some great eats. Have some great eats, whether it's on the east side or the Corner Pub. Which Corner Pub are you going to be at?
It's the one there right at Clayton and Clarkson. It's kind of off a side street. Fountain Valley Drive, I believe, is the technical address because there's the little like side street that kind of cuts through all the shops there. But the bigger one, Clarkson and Clayton. And it's, gotcha. Like I said, great location. Can't wait to try out more of the menu there as we're there every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Sorry, boys and girls. I am, thanks to Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, I am closing on my house Friday, but we are hitting some hiccups. Not with Ryan Kelly, who's sitting there ready, but with the association, who's not getting documentation. And so I was on the phone with the association and such, trying to work through that. We have just a few minutes before we got to go to break. Of course, station identification, which Cam thinks that's something that happened in like the 70s. You actually do have to do a station identification every time you hit the hour. But so we're going to do that. So we just have a few minutes here. But we do have some news today, and I don't know if it's actually gone through, but it is in all likelihood happening very soon, if it has not already, Carmelo Anthony to be done in Houston.
Oh, yes. I'm not sure. I have not seen that come down officially yet.
He is going to be put on waivers because he is an absolute cancer that does nothing but slow down what otherwise would be a pretty good team.
I have been updated here. I was wrong. You can actually see Cam Jansen three of the next 3 nights.
Yeah.
Wednesday at the Corner Pub, Clayton and
Clarkson.
Yep.
You can see him at 909 Hop House at the Hollywood Casino. 99 Hop House.
Yes.
99 Hop House.
Yes, at the Hollywood Casino. At the Hollywood Great Casino. Restaurant at a fantastic casino.
On Thursday, 6 to 7. And then, of course, over at Top Shooters on Friday. I miss having him around.
The Cameron?
Yeah.
I like Cam.
It was always fun. Grabbing him, throwing him in the wall, asking him. Sitting there begging me for forgiveness.
Saying things like, who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop beating me up, John. Shut up, Cam.
Yep. Yep. It goes over.
Remember
just
those
like
days,
that,
Rock?
Oh, yeah. Those were always fun.
Yeah. Eric started crying because there was controversy in the room. And
Eric cried a lot.
He did.
So where were you before the season with the LeBron Lakers, TJ? Did you have faith that they were going to be classic LeBron team, 50 wins, challenging for a conference championship?
No, but I also didn't know that everybody else was going to be falling apart like this.
That's fair.
You had no idea the Rockets were going to be doing this. The Rockets, this is fairly
And while you could have guessed a week out, pretty much during the entirety of the offseason and right up until the beginning of the season, you didn't think the Timberwolves would be a blown-up team in the West either.
Right, exactly. The Rockets sitting there at 5-7, 12th right now in the Western Conference. Golden State is still Golden State, and I think Steph Curry's ankle's okay, actually. Although you watched a little bit yesterday, I don't think it was a huge deal. But when you get that many superstars, you're going to have the Draymond Green, Kevin Durant blow-ups like you had yesterday. That's just going to happen. I think they're fine. But otherwise, you just... How are you going to know that Houston, the team that are probably a healthy hamstring away from beating Golden State last year, were going to be 12th this late into the season? The Pelicans are a one-player team now, and that one player is just waiting to go to the Lakers next season anyway. you're just in a spot where, yes, they're going to probably end up being somewhere. I bet they end up maybe a sixth seed or so, and they'll make it'll be entertaining. John and I were talking about this earlier today. It'll be entertaining because it's LeBron.
I think what we're seeing, though, is in a league with not a lot of defense, the margins between the teams that play it even slightly above average and those who just are useless is very thin. And when you see a team like the Rockets lose two defensive stoppers like they did, and Trevor Ariza and Luke Richard and Bamute, when you see them lose those players, their defense goes just below that line, and then it completely caters out. And then there's teams just above that who play average defense because the way the NBA is formulated, but everyone else is just getting blown out. And you see the Rockets lose two people, and they fall below that line, and they can't hang with these teams now.
In fairness, LeBron has probably played the worst defense of his career this year.
Yeah, that's not shocked.
Atrocious. Well,
it's his regular season defense has gotten progressively worse.
I think this is the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and it's a total lack of effort.
That's how progressive would work.
Yeah, and he's having issues here. He's having issues with the guys on the team. By the way, Tyson Chandler was a massive upgrade. But Kuzma's not been as and Ingram. Neither one, I think, has been as good as advertised. Is it Kuzma that is struggling so much this year?
Kuzma's struggling a lot because and his is more pronounced because last year he was a late 20s pick, and he kind of came out and he was scoring in the mid-teens, and mm-hmm. late first-round picks don't do that a lot in the NBA. So there was a lot of potential there. Ingram has been coming along slow, but there's just so much in that package that people are willing to wait.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. Interesting.
Package.
He said package. So
we've seen LeBron's package now that we're talking about this.
I will just say this.
And Draymond's.
Yeah.
The NBA, like most other sports, there is something to the sophomore. I'm not going to say jinx, but life's a little bit tougher. Second time around, teams have had a chance to see you. They've had an off season to scout you. They've done this. Let me tell you something. Kuzma has some game.
Yes, he does.
I'm not worried about him long term.
This is the moment, though, where I get to mention that I am 100% a believer in this theory that Jason Tatum working out with Kobe Bryant all summer may have put a little bit of a stopper in the progression of Tatum's game from what we all were seeing last year in his rookie year, and maybe brought out some of the issues, anybody who had issues of him coming out in the draft. Those are kind of coming to the surface now. I'm 100% behind this theory because he's taking mid-range shots like he's at Duke again, and he's not shooting the three like it was last year. I'm 100% buying into another sophomore slump in Tatum, and that Kobe got in his head and was a little bit like, hey, man, you're the man this year. Go ahead and take your shots. The Celtics are weird this year. He didn't expect it.
I would give them time because his real coming out party came in the playoffs, which is why he wasn't Rookie of the Year. So we've seen that. I mean, we just talked about it with LeBron. Guys play differently in the playoffs. How do you do it now versus the rest of the other 82 games? When you're not playing defense, stuff's a little bit different.
The thing, though, about his coming out party in the playoffs, though, was kind of because he was doing some of the things that are hurting him this year, which is he wasn't in the playoffs. He had to be more of a ball dominant scorer. And so he wasn't sitting there waiting in the corner for the open three or spotting up late in the sequence to get a three. And he was doing more ball handling and running the game, and so that's why we saw the playoffs. You have to do that more in the playoffs, but the progression of him went from being, a great rookie to this guy might be the next big thing here was because he was taking the ball and being more ball dominant, and it looked great. The problem is, as we're seeing now, is the minute you go from doing that efficiently in today's league, it becomes very apparent when you're not taking the efficient shots, and in the playoffs, that kind of dies down because you expect it more because the lineup shrink, the amount that the ball gets distributed gets shrunk as well, and so you kind of expect guys to go into that one-on-one mode more in the playoffs, and it's just something that I think people are getting down at. But again, everything's weird in Boston right now. Gordon Hayward looks odd. Kyrie Irving's not looking great. It's a weird start there considering they have such a great coach.
Guys going one-on-one, shrinkage, package. Rock, we get it, okay? We get it.
I swear he's talking about the NBA.
We get it.
I will
say this. It's 2018. Whatever you want to think or do is fine by us. Can we talk some football next hour?
Yes, we can.
Is that asking too much?
No, it is not. I do want to wrap up real quick with this. I will say one other thing. I think LeBron is the guy that, when you have Kyrie Irving on the team, can keep the offense flowing. But otherwise, Kyrie is the stopper. He's the guy that wants to go one-on-one to the rim, and he's probably the best isolator in the game. But when you add him in, when did Jason Tatum take off last year when Kyrie got hurt? So when you have a stopper in the offense, and now to get your shot, you got to be taking mid-range jumpers, and maybe a little more on Kyrie than it is on Kobe Bryant, teaching him how to play the game a little different. So we'll see on that. We do, I believe, need to tell you about Royal Banks. Look, this is a guy that Rammer has been with them, I think, going on 30 years now. And you don't have a guy repping a bank for 30 years unless they have done right by him and everybody else. 11 neighborhood locations. They got full mobile banking, full service bank. Anything you want to need, they got it for you sitting there. By the way, they help with the financing. We keep talking about Hollywood Casino right behind there, that land there. They helped with the financing for the new Blues complex that's going to be put out there. That is just who Royal Banks is. So make sure you go open up account there. Your friendly neighborhood bank. They got 11 locations, so it's not one of those banks you gotta find one, go there, they're really nice. You can go 11 different places, and
in all seriousness, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't drive a few miles without seeing a Royal Bank, seriously.
And even if you can't make it to the bank, they got full mobile banking. That's the thing. If you really know what you're doing now, it's nice having going in to the bank, but when I cash my checks, if I get a physical check now, I take a picture of it. That's what mobile banking is. So when you have full mobile banking, that is a huge deal. Hit them up, royalbanksofmo.com, or call them 314-212-1500. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. So there you go, Royal Banks. Really good stuff there. Let's talk some football. I would like to talk...
We got to go to the break, so why do you want to start it now? Why not go to the break, come back, so then we can have a conversation? Why do you want to do like these little teeny little hits? I don't understand. I don't know how this radio station works.
We're going to talk some college football playoff scenario next. I think of the top 10 there, not everybody controls their own destiny if you're paying any attention. And really, there are more that do than don't, though. So we'll get into those scenarios. Just two games left on the slate and the championship games. That'll be fun to break down. We'll be back shortly. It's the Hardline.